when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived to Mecca and was hosted by the Meccans, many of the Meccans came and gave their allegiance and embraced Islam. Among those whom embraced Islam was Abi Quhafa. Abi Quhafa is the father of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu wa arda. Abu Quhafa comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مسلما أبي قحافة وكانت لحيته بيضاء كالغمامة كالسحابة فلما نظر إليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لأبي بكر الصديق هلا تركت هذا الشيخ وجئناه. So he comes to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم and he notices that Abu Quhafa was very old. And they compare his beard and his hair to a clear white cloud. Doesn't even have one black hair. And the first thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you could have let your father remain at home and we come to your father. فقال أبو بكر أنت أحق أن تؤتى يا رسول الله. He said, O Messenger of Allah, you are more deserving. Where now we have to come to you. You don't come to us, even if it's my father. Even if my father is older in age. But you are the Messenger of Allah. And then Abu Quhafa gives his allegiance. وأراد أن يدخل في الإسلام وأن يبايع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلما امتدت يده إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أبو بكر الصديق وهو يبكي لوددت أن هذه اليد يد عمك أبو طالب. أبو بكر رضي الله عنه, when he found his father extending his hand to give the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم بيعه, he began to tear and he said, O Messenger of Allah, I wish that this hand that extended to you to give bay'ah was the hand of your uncle Abu Talib, not my father. Because I knew how much you loved your uncle Abu Talib. He was so dear to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لقرب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من عمه أبو طالب. The Prophet was so attached to his uncle. He loved Abu Talib, for Abu Talib was there throughout his nubuwah, his prophethood, in times of need, where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed counseling, needed support. Abu Talib would always stand there in front of everyone and anyone to make sure that his nephew was protected. And his nephew was practicing his freedom of speaking freely, engaging freely. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu knew that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was hurt, deeply hurt that his uncle never embraced Islam. He said, I wish that this hand was the hand of your uncle. SubhanAllah, he preferred the Prophet's uncle and the Prophet's emotions over his emotions and over his own father. When Abu Talib passed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an ayah, because the Prophet tried so much to bring about change to his uncle. You can just imagine if someone was there from the get-go to support you, and he was defending you like no other, he could have embraced Islam first. It is expected by everyone and by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that his uncle embraces Islam first. But it is part of Allah's decree that Abu Talib does not embrace Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals an ayah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاء. That you cannot guide whom you love. It doesn't mean that you love someone, you love something, you're going to get it. It doesn't mean that you make a certain dua and that dua is immediately accepted. You've set the boundaries of that dua, the wish list that you have. And whatever you desire, and somehow you send it to Allah, you send that message and you expect the exact same results. Allah is telling His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah هو المعطي الهادي المانع سبحانه وتعالى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that guides. Allah is the one that gives. Allah is the one that deprives. But what we know, brothers and sisters, أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَا حَرَمَكَ إِلَّا لِيُعْطِيَكَ. هَذِهِ هِيَ سُنَّةُ اللَّهِ فِي الْحَيَةِ. ما حرم الإنسان إلا ليعطيه. وقد لا يفهم الإنسان هذا العطاء وهذه العطية وهذه الجزية من علم الله سبحانه. عالم الغيب والشهادة، لا يعلم الغيب إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى. That Allah سبحانه وتعالى may deprive you to give you. Allah may deprive you to give you. But we don't understand where we are being deprived, and we don't understand, and most of the time we are not patient to see His giving. We demand, we push, we complain. Why? Because something was taken away from us. And we know that when a person acknowledges Allah at that moment by saying, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. No one has the power and the ability except Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. There are conditions for more giving. من ترك شيئا لله عوضه الله خيرا مما ترك. Anyone that leaves for the sake of Allah, Allah has promised to give them more than what they've left behind. This is part of His decree. And the Anbiya alayhim as-salam were the greatest examples. They experienced pain. They had du'as that were not accepted. Why do we think the moment we come to the masjid for Fajr or for Isha or attend Ramadan, every du'a that was made must be accepted? If not, there is a fraction, there's a disconnection. And sometimes questioning Allah and His presence. Why? Because my demand was not met, my request was not responded to. Ibrahim alayhi salam had this issue with his father where his own father couldn't embrace Islam. Ibrahim, one of the greatest prophets of Allah, he is called Abu al-Anbiya, the father of the prophets. Ibrahim, he is honored by religious traditions. Ibrahim, and we can talk about him, and you hear about him every Eid al-Adha. Ibrahim alayhi salam tried to convince his father, to call his father. And what happens? It just doesn't work. And not only that, he does not only reject the call of Ibrahim alayhi salam, but he threatens Ibrahim to stone Ibrahim. Where Ibrahim now is fearful for his life. He's afraid. What will happen? What can happen? My own father is threatening me. لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيَّا. هذا أبو إبراهيم يهدد ولده وابنه إبراهيم عليه السلام. حدده بالرجم والقتل مع أن إبراهيم كان مؤدبا في إلقائه، في خطابه، في نصائحه، ولكنه هدده بالقتل. لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيَّا. فرد عليه قال سلام عليك. حرم الله والد إبراهيم من أن يقبل الإسلام وأن يدخل في دين إبراهيم، ولكن الله جازاه بقوله ووهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب وكلا جعلنا نبيا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprived Ibrahim from experiencing this moment of joy where his father could have embraced his faith and supported Ibrahim and followed his son, and all the Subhanallah, the methods of da'wah were demonstrated, the ethics that Ibrahim alayhi salam carried himself with to deliver his message to his father, but his father rejected him. And Ibrahim was hurt, and he wanted to seek forgiveness for his father, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprived him, and says, you're not allowed to do that. It was prohibited and forbidden for Ibrahim to engage in such remembrance. Your father rejected you and threatened you, and you did your part. And Ibrahim was patient throughout his lifetime. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala long, subhanAllah, years and years later, the miracle happened where Ibrahim was blessed with children. And Allah says, we will not only bless you with children, as you know, Ibrahim had his first child at 86. And this was a miracle that we find in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes, your father rejected Islam in the same ayat, rejected your call. But we will give you progeny. We will give you Ismail as a prophet, Ishaq as a prophet, Yaqub as a prophet, Yusuf as a prophet. One did not embrace, but more to come. Allah takes away, but He gives more. But there is a waiting period, a period that requires patience. We don't always get what we want. It's not a machine you put in a dollar. It's not a fast service. It's not an order that you make and we accept everything to happen at that moment. But with patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has proven to give us more and better than what we ask for. And sometimes we never imagine the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's too much for the mind to comprehend. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. This idea of pain, brothers and sisters, is necessary because many people think that the closer you are to Allah, everything is just there. Everything is easy, which is not the case. Didn't Nuh alayhi salam ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his son? These are the prophets of Allah that couldn't change their own relatives. If there was any accepted dua, it would have been to change these people. Nuh alayhi salam experienced his son drowning. Ya bunayya arkam ma'ana wa la takum ma'al kafirin. Qala sa'awi ila jabalin ya'simuni min al-ma. Hada ab. مشاعر أب مهما كان فقال لابنه لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم وحال بينهما الموج فكان من المغرقين ثم نادى نوح ربه إن ابني من أهلي وإن وعدك الحق تألم وانجرح وانكسر قلبه He was hurt, he was in pain that he experienced his son drowning. And he called his son to safety. He called his son, but his son said, no, I'm okay. I'm safe where I'm at. And he wanted to save his son, but his son rejected to be saved. And then Nuh alayhi salam was so hurt after that he complained to Allah. He was hurt that his son passed away and wasn't among the sincere believers that were saved. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala criticized Nuh. He's not among your family. He didn't embrace your message. And the legacy of Nuh remains. And the story of Nuh remains, even though some ulama say Nuh only had 80-some followers. Can you imagine only 80-some followers? And we still talk about the story of Nuh. And we remember Nuh. And we glorify Nuh. And we say alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved his good doings and his da'wah that we find in Surah Nuh. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ فَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطاهرين وبعد. Brothers and sisters, saying لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله is very difficult. من أصعب الطاعات وأشقها على الإنسان أن يقول لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله في وقت الشدائد. ولذلك قال رسول الله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله من أبواب الجنة. باب. To say that no one has power and no one is able but Allah in times where you are distressed, you are going through difficulty, is a very difficult ta'ah to engage in. And this is why a door in Jannah is dedicated to those who say this dhikr. Because it's not easy. And the pain that a person may experience is not justifiable. There's no response to it. There's no clear answer to it. You can tell, okay, do this and have some, you know, a philosophical answer and try to convince people, but there's no convincing answer when someone is going through difficulty. But what we know is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprived Musa alayhi salam from nursing at that moment where Musa was hungry. Musa was an infant. حرم الله موسى عليه السلام من الرضاعة وحرمنا عليه المراضع من قبل وكان يبكي جوعا عليه السلام، ولكن الله قال فرددناه إلى أمه، حرمه ليعطيه أفضل. الله سبحانه وتعالى did not allow Musa to breastfeed, to nurse. When different women were coming and Fir'aun gave clear instructions and his wife gave clear instructions to breastfeed Musa عليه السلام, Allah said, we told Musa there was a command that he was not allowed to nurse from anyone. At that moment, you would see a crying child. How can Allah allow this child? What can happen? What is happening? But Allah allows that process to happen. Why? So Musa's mother can come in the picture. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we allowed Musa to return back to his mother. If it wasn't for those tears, those moments of hunger, Musa alayhi salam could have never been taken back to his mother. But this is what allowed Fir'aun to reach out and to seek and to ask the people, even the people of Banu Israel, just to seek their help, to find a solution to Musa alayhi salam. As a parent, when you are trying to bring an end, and I'm trying to bring an end to this, a stage in life where our children are nursing and we want them to start wheeling and moving on and we want them to start eating, we give them a piece of bread, we give them some small tamar, whatever people give. We want them to start eating. I know no one here can tell me that's an easy process. But you know in mind that by stopping, just ending this phase in life where one is no longer nursing, there's a brighter future. There's so much to consume. There's so much food to be given, so much food to be cooked and served for this child. The child doesn't know that. The child is complaining. Nights and nights, some of us put salt in the milk. So they begin to taste it. It's nasty, so they throw it away. I know some people that were struggled, they put a little basbas, little spices inside. So they drink it, it's spicy, they no longer want to drink, so they can eat. This process is not understood by this young child. But since the parents know best, they are willing to do what it takes for this child to grow up and to know that, subhanAllah, what was planned by his parents and her parents was the best thing for them. This idea, brothers and sisters, that a person constantly reminds himself and herself that when Allah takes from me, Allah is giving me. And it's just time. It's just time. Instead of people just understood why Allah decreed what He decreed, they would have all died out of love. That how much care is being put into the system that is not understood at the moment because we think that we are critical thinkers in everything that is happening. And we try to analyze everything that is happening even though that capacity of understanding was not given to us. When it comes to the unseen, we don't have the capacity to understand that. We can't even fully understand the universe that we live in, let alone the unseen. But always teach ourselves to say at the most difficult times, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. If you've had a difficult year, if this year was not good for you in college, if this year was not good for you in business, if this year was not good for you in your marriage, in your family, struggles that you're going with, and you think that you can just do it and start doing it and subhanAllah, you expect immediate results, teach ourselves to say, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, as this is one of the keys to success and a key that allows us to strengthen our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring ease after hardship. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those whom have gone through any difficulty throughout this year to bring about relief in the coming year for these individuals. Ameen, Allahumma ameen. Ala wa sallu wa sallimu ala man ba'athahu Allahu rahmatan lil alameen. Haythu umirtum bis salati wa salami alayhi faqala azza man qail inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabiyya yuladhina amanu. صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم فصلي وسلم وزد وبارك عليه وعلى آله الأطهار وصحابته الأخيار وعلى كل من اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين واعرف فضلك راية الحق والدين انصر عبادك المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين كلهم حافظا وناصرا ومؤيدا ومعينا حرص بعينك التي لا تنام اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وقوموا إلى صلاتكم ارحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة.